The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Fine Gael has said that the members of Fine Gael local authorities are not to vote for anybody other than a presidential candidate, obviously, or the Fine Gael presidential candidate. Obviously, we asked Fine Gael to provide somebody to address this. They gave us a statement instead that said, as Fine Gael is a candidate for presidential election, Fine Gael public representatives are only to nominate the Fine Gael candidate. Fine Gael public representatives cannot in any way facilitate the nomination of any candidate other than the ratified Fine Gael candidate. In the event of a vote of any local authority on the nomination of a person other than the ratified Fine Gael candidate, the Fine Gael local authority members are whipped to oppose that nomination. And I assume the specificity there is to ensure that abstention isn't used as a quasi method of support. That, of course, makes the bar even higher, possibly understandably from Fine Gael's perspective, but even higher for independent candidates on the ballot, two of whom are with us, Gareth Sheridan on the phone and Nick Delahanty here in studio. Nick, your reaction to the fairly predictable move from Fine Gael that they would instruct their local councillors to oppose you in any way that they can?
Yeah, I think it's undemocratic. To actively oppose is the issue here. Normally, it has been common in the past where they would send out a dictate to abstain, and that is a very different thing to actively opposing. And I would have, you know, not a whole lot of problem with a diktat saying they can abstain and just stay out of it and allow the democratic process to occur. But to go the further step of saying, no, we must block. If you need to block myself and Gareth from getting on the ballot to ensure your candidate has a better chance, and I don't want to insult Gareth here, but the two of us are rank outsiders here. What are they afraid of?
But surely that is the political process and the democratic process in action. If Fine Gael has made the choice to say Heather Humphreys is our person, once that choice is made, you would have thought they will do all in their democratic power to see that she is the one who ultimately wins. And part of that means limiting your shot at getting on the ballot, no?
Yeah, but it's an aggressive move. It's not in the spirit of democracy. Look, let's talk about where this comes from. It comes from Article 12 in the Constitution. And, you know, that entrenches, that article has been criticised in the past, and it entrenches party dominance, silences fresh voices, and makes a mockery of popular sovereignty. You know, citizens are told that they elect their president, but in truth, they can only choose from the names provided by the political elites. And this was article in the Constitution was under scrutiny back in the 90s under the Constitutional Reform Group, which was chaired by T.K. Whittaker. And it was said that it was very undemocratic. It favoured the political elites and was recommended for change.
And how many councils do you believe this will exclude you from a shot with?
That's a good question. As far as I know, it leaves 15 open where independents and Fianna Fáil would hold the balance. So it would whittle down more than half. But
and remind us, you need how many?
You need four councils to get on the ballot.
Still not an impossible route to it.
No, but a lot harder. And I suppose what the worry is that other parties now will do the same. Like, so if Fianna Fáil do it, they're expected to send out a similar diktat after Tuesday's vote, and then the numbers go down to zero. But, you know, I've had lots of chats with councillors over the last few months, and they genuinely want to see people be allowed onto the ballot, because it's very important here that people see that there's a democratic process in action. People want a selection, whether I get 1 or 2% of the vote in the end. But if nobody is allowed on the ballot, people get worried about, is democracy actually working? And that's a bad place to
put
things.
But presumably you have to set some kind of bar to getting on the ballot, or do you?
Yes, you know, you do have to set some kind of bar. I'm actually not totally against this system of four councils, so long as the councillors are given free rein. Like, the councillors they're elected members. They should be allowed to oppose if they on their own merits. Let them choose.
Let me bring in Gareth Sheridan. Gareth, presumably in planning out your campaign, you would have expected this.
Well, You know, thanks for having me on, Anton, and good to connect there, Nick, as well. I think the thing you mentioned at the beginning there, Anton, that is, you know, this was predictable, but the conversations I've been having now for months on end with party councillors is that they were willing and open and ready to facilitate the democratic process and to abstain, essentially, was the message I was hearing. So it's a little bit disappointing. I mean, we do have a constitutional prerogative afforded to the councillors in this country, enshrined in Article 12.2.2 of Bunreacht na hÉireann. And I know from the conversations, like I said, that this is not something they take lightly, and nor should they. But to be given a diktat from the powers above that they can't use their constitutional right, you know, to me is quite troubling. Particularly, I think, you know, we're at a time now as well where this, if it's allowed to proceed, or if it does proceed, you know, this will become the norm going forward. You know, for,
so just
for
to be clear then, Gareth,
elections as well.
What you are concerned with is that line that says, in the event of a vote at any local authority on the nomination of a person other than the ratified Fine Gael candidate, the Fine Gael local authority members are whipped to oppose that nomination. That is the thing that sticks in your craw.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's quite a troubling line, actually. You know, future elections, even now, this will become the norm. I mean, the only presidents we'll ever be able to choose from will come from within the walls of Leinster House. And I think that's a dangerous precedent to set. You know, we're also dealing with a situation, Anton, where, you know, and I've been quite vocal on it, that the younger demographic in this country is well documented that they don't vote, they don't participate. And for the first time in our history now, we have two candidates on the line here today willing to compete and basically being told to stay put and do as you're told, not to allow the democratic process to play out. I mean, if Fine Gael were really confident in their own candidate, Heather, they would allow a fair and just competition to take place and let the electorate decide, because ultimately it's the people of Ireland that should choose the president of Ireland. And again, it's not the people of Leinster House that should make that decision.
Well, let me quote you Nick Delahanty's prediction then and see if you agree with it. He just said that in his view, it is likely that Fianna Fáil will make the same move. And if that does happen, that means that the available number of councils for candidates like him and like you goes immediately to zero. Is that your take?
Well, there's, you know, Micheál Martin's on the record there not so long ago saying that they wouldn't be blocking at Fianna Fáil level. So, I mean, it would be, again, I mean, what are we to take from that? Can we believe, you know, what was stated a couple of months ago if that was to be the case? It definitely makes the route more difficult. It's not impossible by any means. And I'm sure there are councillors up and down the country that are feeling, you know, as irritated with this as we would be. So, you know, you plough on, you continue to have your meetings, you make your case and you try and earn that support. But it definitely
and of the
does,
15
does
that you of the 15 that remain available, if Fine Gael councillors do follow this diktat, of that 15, to what number do you believe you have in the bag from the conversations you've been having?
Well, it's difficult to say. As of right now on this phone call, I still believe I have 6 to 10 opportunities in front of me, and there is still a route to a nomination. But we have to see, and we have to adjust as necessary as the week goes on. But I would, you know, I would urge Fianna Fáil not to follow suit and to allow democracy play out.
And when you say 6 to 10, does that mean 6 to 10 where you have spoken to people and believe you have their vote, or 6 to 10 where there is the possibility that they won't be whipped into preventing you getting a vote?
Combination of the two a little bit. So we're in a position now where I think we have proposers and seconders in that amount, and from the conversations that I've had with party councillors, they are very, very willing to facilitate a nomination going forward. So it really just depends on what comes out now over the course of the rest of the week. But I still think there is a route to a nomination, but to Nick's point, it certainly becomes more difficult. And it makes things, you know, for me as a younger person in the country, it's quite troubling that this would be the norm going forward for future presidential elections as well.
Gareth, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Gareth Sheridan. Nick, you want to come in?
Can I just make a point? Simon Harris put out a statement today on a separate issue, but in the second line of it, he says, "I believe in robust debate, scrutiny and challenge. It is a cornerstone of our democracy." No, you don't believe in that. You don't. If by doing this, you do not believe in that. So which one is it? What are you scared of? I want to be on the panel with Gareth for robust debate.
Can I ask one final question? You described yourself, your own candidacy, you referred to Gareth in the same category, but you described yourself as a rank outsider. Given the amount of time, effort and money it takes to get involved in a presidential candidacy, plus the kind of challenges we're discussing now, if that's your take on your own candidacy, why do it?
I think the bookies have us as a rank outsider, and then maybe the media. I actually think...
You described yourself as a rank outsider.
No, that's what my perception. I believe I have a groundswell of grassroots support across the country. My campaign is financed by crowdfunding. I've raised €35,000 through fivers, tenors, and €50 across the country. And we've stopped crowdfunding a few weeks ago. If we get on the ballot, we will be able to run a very, very credible campaign. And
you aren't a rank outsider.
The guarantee I say to people is I won't come last.
Right, but do you still see yourself as rank outsider?
The bookies see me as rank outsider.
No, no, but sorry, Nick, it was you who said it, not the bookies. You didn't attribute it to a third party.
But I am a rank outsider. I have a rank outsider to even get on this ballot at the moment. So yeah, I am an outsider. But I think once I get onto the debate, you know, get onto national television, I think people will see the message. I believe I can run a very credible, engaging campaign.
Nick, thank you very much. That is Nick Delahanty, presidential candidate, and before him, Gareth Sheridan.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.